Describe something that you did with someone or a group of people. How do you get along with your neighbors? I feel lucky because I have great neighbors that my family and I have built a close relationship with. We will often go to their apartment for dinner, and the invitation is often returned from us as well. I particularly get along well with the oldest daughter, since she's the same age as me, and we have similar interests. How do neighbors help each other? Neighbors can help each other in many different ways, mentally and physically. For example, neighbors can help each other with physical tasks, such as moving in, walking each other's dogs, etc. They can also support each other by caring for one another and being a good friend who can help when they are needed. I believe it's important to try to have a positive relationship with neighbors. How do children learn to cooperate with each other? One good example is through team sports. In sports, kids have to work together to win the game. They should communicate with each other to achieve their goal. So that teaches kids how to cooperate. Children can also learn how to cooperate through group activities at school. The important thing is coordinating with each other. Do you think neighbors help each other more often in the countryside than in the city? Yes. I think neighbors help each other more often in the countryside compared to in the city. Let's take the example of borrowing something. You know, in the city, you can usually walk to a store for whatever you need. You don't often need your neighbor's help. But in the countryside, essential services can be far away. So it's more common to ask your neighbors for help. Do you think parents should teach children how to cooperate with others? How? Yes, definitely. Cooperation is an important skill in both work and life. I think parents can demonstrate that skill at home. For example, when parents cook together in the kitchen, children can learn the importance of communication and helping each other. Those are skills you really need for cooperation. Do you think it's important for children to learn about cooperation? Yes, definitely. If children never want to work with or help anyone else, they'll become very selfish. They'll also never learn how to depend on other people. That could make them very lonely. So children should learn how to be good communicators. That way, they can work well with others. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。